at whom in our midst, and we will ask Maulana to share some beautiful advices with us, inshallah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وقال لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم صدق الله العظيم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جدر رب صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم
Respected elders and brothers, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. My respected brothers, some promises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that if you do like this, then this is what I will do. So in simple words, many promises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the Quran. But right now, although I have 5 promises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but I don't think I'll be able to mention all 5 of them. Even if I've mentioned 2 or 1, it's also sufficient. Inshallah, Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. First one is this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. مجھے یاد کرو میں تمہیں یاد کروں گا. Today, wherever you go, mostly you'll find every 3rd, 4th, 5th person. I met a person the other day by Kemcho. I'm depressed. Everybody is depressed. Every 3rd, 4th, 5th person is depressed. And a person who's got properties, farms, everything, I can't sleep at night. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. مجھے یاد کرو میں تمہیں یاد کروں گا. Remember me and I will remember you. One meaning of remember me and you remember and Allah will remember me and I will remember you is this, that if you remember me in your heart, I will remember you by myself, and if you remember me in a company, I will remember you in a company better than that company, and that is the company of the malaika. Another meaning of remember me is this, that in your good times, don't forget Allah. You find there's a tendency in the people, mashallah, they do everything that they are supposed to do. So much so that they are even linked to the mashayikh, linked to the work of Dawat and Tabligh. But when it comes to weddings and it comes to holidays, when they are gone for holidays, we forget everything there. So no, it should not be like that. In our good times and in our happy times, if we remember Allah, and then in our difficult times, Allah will remember us. In our good time, we remember Allah. In our difficult times, Allah will remember us. This is the thing. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that once I was sitting behind Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on an animal. Kuntu khalfa al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu was a great alim, great mufassir. And he was an authority in tafsir because he got his tafsir directly from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very young, compared to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cousin of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was sitting behind on an animal. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ghulam, O young boy, O lad, inni u'allimuka kalimat. I want to teach you some facts about deen. What is that? Ihfazillaha yahfazka. Look after Allah, guard Allah, and Allah will guard you. In other words, remember Allah in your good times and Allah will remember you in your bad times. Ihfazillaha yahfazka. Guard Allah and Allah will guard you. Ihfazillaha tajidhu tujahaka. And also guard Allah, in other words, fulfill the commands of Allah. And what will happen? Tajidhu tujahaka. You'll find Allah in front of you when you need Allah. Yes. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said then further, he said, idha sa'alta fas'alillah. When you ask, ask only Allah. Don't ask human beings. Human beings can't give you anything, only Allah can give you. Wa idha sta'anta fasta'in billah. When you ask for help, ask Allah ta'ala to help you. And remember, don't be afraid of anybody. This is one of the traits of a person who goes for salah. What is that? That innama ya'muru masajidallahi man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salata wa ata az-zakata wa lam yakhsha illa Allah. That the person who goes for namaz and comes to the masjid, it's only who? It's those people who believe in Allah in the last day and give zakat and they are not afraid of anybody but Allah. So in this hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَدَ لَا أَن يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكْ. Remember that the whole mankind, all the makhluk of Allah, they want to benefit you in any way. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't want you to, for them to benefit you, they will not be able to benefit you. They will only be able to benefit you if Allah's mashiyat is together. If Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's will is also there, and Allah will want them to benefit you. And if the entire mankind, makhluk, get together to harm you in any way, they will not be able to harm you if Allah Ta'ala doesn't want them to harm you. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, towards the end of the same hadith, says that تعرف إلى الله في الرخاء يعرفك في الشدة. Remember Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in your good times and in your bad times, Allah will come to your rescue. Allah will come and help you. So this is the meaning of this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This could also be the meaning of فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. And my brothers, remembrance of Allah is this, that we make Allah Allah. We read La ilaha illallah. We read Subhanallah. We read Alhamdulillah. We read Allahu Akbar. We read our namazes. We learn deen. We sit in the company of the ulama. We go out in the path of Allah. All these are all related to the remembrance of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. People are looking for relief and release and escape from their depressions and from their worries and from their troubles. Where will you find it? Itminani qalb is the right of Allah. It is a property of Allah. Only Allah gives it to him, only to him whom Allah wishes. And that is also dependent on us. Allah bi dhikrillah. Allah says, listen, only bi dhikrillah. Bi dhikrillah means only through the dhikr and remembrance of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, the hearts will find contentment, happiness, and khushi. Only through the dhikr of Allah and the remembrance of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then, my brothers, the second shirt and promise of Allah is this, that when Allah has given us a ni'mat, and we thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that ni'mat. In shakartum la azidannakum. If you make shukr of Allah ta'ala promises. And what emphasis Allah says, just like how tatma'innul qulub, there is emphasis there. There is emphasis here as well. That if you are grateful, if you express your gratitude to Allah verbally, and of course by your actions also, very, very important. But verbally we must do it. Then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala says, I will increase you in the ni'mats. Allah says, I will increase you in your bounties. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a wazifa. And when a person reads that wazifa, it comes in the hadith, he will have thanked Allah by saying that wazifa in the morning. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqika faminka wahdaka la sharika laka falaka alhamdu wa la shukru. So what do we say in the morning? In the morning after Fajr, before Fajr, when the time of Fajr sets in, any time we read this wazifa, that, oh Allah, that this morning, whatever ni'mat I'm enjoying or anybody is enjoying, it's only from you, Allah. Falak alhamdu, all praises is due to falak al-shukru, and all shukr is to you, Ya Allah. So when a person says this, he will have thanked Allah. And the best way to chain up the ni'mat and the bounties that Allah Ta'ala has given us is how? It is by thanking Allah. The ulama say, how to chain up and how to trap the ni'mat that Allah has given us so that it doesn't go away from us and it is preserved with us is by thanking Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah give me also tawfiq, Allah give you also tawfiq. Every day we say, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'mat in the morning. But real thanking and real and genuine expression of gratitude to Allah is this, that not only verbally we do that, even physically and even in our actions, in our attitude also, we show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we appreciate all the ni'mats of Allah ta'ala. That any ni'mat that Allah has given us, we don't abuse it. We don't waste it. We don't use it in the wrong places. We don't squander our wealth. We don't use and waste the ni'mats that Allah ta'ala has given us. And we do good deeds. Real expression of gratitude is this, that we stay away from haram, we stay away, we abstain from the disobedience of Allah, and we fulfill the commands of Allah. And that is taqwa. What is the meaning? What is taqwa? The definition of taqwa is this, that whatever Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from doing, we stay away from that. And whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do, we do that. That is real and genuine thanking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we look at Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion he sees that the ant, the queen ant is telling its people, followers, that look out, yes, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam coming with his army. Go away, go quickly in your houses so that they don't trample you without knowing. And when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam realized that he can understand the languages of the insects also, that was such a great ni'mat that he thanked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. What did he say? Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati. He thanks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then what he says after that, oh Allah, though Allah inspired me to thank you, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura for the ni'mat that you have given me and my father, and also inspire me to do good deeds. So that means that to thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is not sufficient verbally only to say, thank you Allah, but our actions are contrary to that. No, at the same time, we also do good deeds. We stay away from haram, we stay away from Allah Ta'ala's disobedience, and we fulfill the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if we do this, and also together with that, what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has given us, mashallah, in South Africa, our people got mashallah ni'mats, good houses, good cars, good properties, mashallah, and mashallah, what a beautiful country. So continuously, on a continuous basis, we must thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala verbally also and by our actions also, so that Allah Ta'ala keeps this ni'mat intact with us. And it is also mentioned in the kitabs that any person who says, when he sees any ni'mat of his and he realizes this is a great ni'mat and he admires it, he should be saying at that time, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. By saying that, he's thanking Allah, inshallah, Allah will not take it away, inshallah. My brothers, then the third thing is about istighfar. Time is up. I can't tell you more than that because Maulana Muhammad Ali said that I must finish off at 25 past. It's already 25 past. With these two points that I've mentioned to you, Allah, I make dua. Allah Ta'ala give me also the tawfiq to make amal. Allah give you also the tawfiq to make amal. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Brothers, our Jamaat is here for 3 days, inshallah, from Mayfair Jummah Masjid.